everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm so pleased to see you. This week on the show, I'm talking about you. That's right. I'm talking about you. I want to talk to you about you and what's wrong with you. I think you know. I think it's clear. I think you know what's missing. I can give it to you. I'd really like to. Oh, please let me give you what's missing in your life, in your mind, in your head. Come on. I'd really like to. Won't you let me? Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in.
Thank you. you.
Thanks.
You know, the thing about being here tonight is thank you. Good to see you. Thanks for coming, everybody. Yeah. Thank you. No, seriously, enough. That's great, guys. That's great. Shut up. You know, the thing about being a weirdo is that you don't have to deal with those awful normal people. Yeah, it's so sad that they're normal. And you and I together, we can stamp out normality in our lifetime. That's right. You and me together can stamp out normality in our lifetime. We can. But you know, the thing about those normal people, you know, is that they just don't understand all those complicated things that happen to us weirdos. You know, like when I told her she wasn't really a plastic thing, and she started coming apart at the seams. I didn't even know what to tell her. So I looked at her and said, "You're a vagina." She didn't even know what I meant. So I told her, "That's not the kind of thing to do on your first date. Don't take your clothes off now." I didn't understand, but you know, the problem with not understanding the people that you're dating is that they sometimes take their clothes off when you don't expect it. It's really not that bad if you're not prepared for it, but I always am. Thank you, yes. Why does it have to do that to me? You know, I don't understand. Thank you. That's right. Not at all what I intended to come out of. No, I don't think so. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Very, very, very weird. Very, very weird. Very, very weird. Very, 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 very,
very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very, very,
very, very weird.
Nobody's listening to me. I'm trying to explain it. Nobody's paying attention. How am I supposed to explain the meaning of life if you won't listen to me? I'm doing my best to make it clear. It's complicated. Are you listening to me right now? Pay attention. I'm going to reveal the entire secret to you. Just pay attention for a little bit longer. It's complicated to explain this way, but it's the only way I can get it across to you. You have to listen to me. And tell other people. After you've figured it out, you can tell other people. They can figure it out too. We need to all figure it out at the same time. I'm going to explain it again now. It's really simple. Don't add anything more to it. Don't try and make it more complicated. That's not going to help you. But don't oversimplify it either. You have to get all the nuances. Otherwise, you won't really understand it at all. Okay? Try to make sense out of it, but not too much sense. Remember, nonsense is what makes life fun. Okay? So listen to me as I explain it to you once again. This is the meaning of life and how it works. Okay? This is the meaning of life and how it works. Okay?
Step on my brain again.
It hurts every time my mind gets crushed under your feet. So please be careful of the pathways over here. Be careful. It's slow going when you're slogging through my mind. I know. Watch out for those memories. Don't trip! And hold on to your own brain. It could go away anytime. Careful of my fantasies. They are roaming around looking for people to recruit. They're always trying to restage those favorite times of mine. It's really dangerous. Try not to hold on. You gotta be flexible. Everything can change in my mind in a moment. So please, please be polite to each other and watch out where you step in my mind. There are many pitfalls and places to fall. Yeah, you're lost in my mind. Yeah. Oh, lost in my mind. Yeah. Get lost in my mind. In my mind.
Finally, I
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
One hand of weirdos, this is Bob. I got a question for you. One, I'm curious as to why the podcast has gotten an explicit rating on the iTunes podcast.
Motherfucker!
I'm curious. If you could answer that question, I'd really appreciate it. I'd really like to hear that. Because I've been listening to the podcast. I've heard other explicit ones, and I've listened to other explicit ones, and other than, you know, maybe like some of your readings from, you know, like intelligent adult literature might be considered explicit. But other than that,
did you say Verge? Verge?
So let me know. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
The most obscene thing of all. Intelligent adult literature. There's no question about it.
And that was awesome.
I actually did some more intelligent adult literature earlier tonight on the show, and there you go.
I have to call you more often.
Yes, well, I need to do 13 episodes, so I think we can arrange another guest appearance easily.
That's right. All right. Now it's time for you to recite.
It's time for you to recite a poem.
Oh, so I noticed this really interesting effect.
Yes.
It happens when I make a sound. The audio cuts out.
Uh-oh.
But I make the sound anyway.
Really?
That was my poem.
That was a lovely poem.
A very, very fine word from poetry. I myself was moved to tears. Inside I was moved to tears. Outside I was moved to bowels.
So
yes.
So do they write poems in five? I need a poem in five.
Well,
in like five words a line?
Well, Shakespeare is 10 syllables. So, you know, sometimes that's five words.
The story and the tension and the drama built up really high for the first 100 pages.
Yes.
And then it just sort of relieved itself. And then you have another 200 pages to sort of sort it out. Didn't build up at the right time.
Spent a long time on the falling action.
That's right.
I like it. I like it.
I hate that.
I like it.
I hate that.
I like it.
Once the denouement is over,
I like it.
Get the hell out of there.
I like it.
That's what I say. Nothing worse.
Go back and look how to structure a story.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it ends too quickly, Sometimes they finish off and you're just like, hey, you know, you could give us a little bit of, you know, cuddle a little bit at the end. But mostly I'm happy if they just move right along with it.
We are.
What was the book about?
Hello and welcome.
It was about the roundup of the Jews in France during World War II by the French.
Oh, yes.
And they were all shipped off to Auschwitz.
Evidently.
Yes, the French were very proud of that moment in history.
Evidently.
They were so courageous.
Yeah, not their brightest moment.
No. I try not to generalize about people, but the French have definitely bugged me at times. It's their work ethic. They don't have the best work ethic in the world. You know what I mean?
I don't know. They have one beautiful country. I will give them that.
Yeah, and the food is perfect. No complaints about the food. But you know what I couldn't stand about France? I couldn't find baby powder. I swear to God, they don't use baby powder in France.
This sounds like a story.
It's true. I mean, I really like baby powder. It's just something I really like. You know, after a shower.
What's your thing with baby powder?
Well, I found that I walk a lot, you know, and so I wear jeans, and the jeans will just cut into my skin like knives from all that rubbing and the chafing and the rubbing and the chafing. And so for years I tried every kind of lotion and oil to see if I could stop that awful red chafing, and nothing worked. And then I tried baby powder, and it worked like magic. So now I'm very religious about my baby powder anointment after every shower.
Does it ever seep through the jeans and through seams and come out?
I don't think so. I don't spend a lot of time with my head down there. Maybe it's happening and I'm just not noticing, but we could get somebody to walk around with their head between my legs and, you know, provide you a scientific answer to that.
Well, that sounds like fun. That sounds like a nice French thing to do.
That would be a very French thing to do, and I'm sure that I could hire some French chick. Maybe some French midget.
As you went on with the reruns first. That's one of the older shows that I did weeks ago. But now you're on with me live.
are you the guy that's like jumping in the screen?
That's me. I'm the head weirdo.
Listen, okay. So basically why we called you.
Yes.
Because we were smoking.
Right.
Yeah. And then you popped up, and my friend Unky,
she was
like, "What the fuck?" But she was like, "Okay, turn this off. This is too much. I need some air."
I know it gets scary, right?
Yeah.
I get scared from the synchronicity. You know, sometimes I'm thinking nobody loves me, and then suddenly someone calls on the weirdos line, and I think, "Oh my god."
No, this is like good scary, like not
yes.
bad.
It's like I've been called upon. It's the machines. The machines are calling upon me to do this for the rest of my life, for the rest of the world, to try and get all the weirdos together.
You're like spiritual scary.
That's right.
Like, not like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, no.
You know?
Yeah, it's like that spiritual thing that happens when everything connects and you feel like you're a part of the universe. And it all comes together in that one moment while the music slows down and you think, oh my God, I smoked too much pot and now I'm really out there. And you don't even know if you can handle it anymore, but somehow you hold it together just long enough to see what will happen next. That's the kind of scary I mean.
Yeah, and you know who loved it the most?
Who loved it the most?
We have a special friend here.
You do?
It's like Unky's best friend.
Hi, Unky's best friend. Welcome to the show, Unky's best
name
friend.
Is Floppy.
Floppy? Oh, man.
Hi,
Floppy. You're our new special guest on the show. We sure like guests like you.
This is,
she's the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, shit.
Ah, hello. I'm Floppy.
Floppy.
Some of my best friends are floppy.
She's crazy.
She's not that crazy. She's just one of us weirdos. She knows how to groove it.
She knows. She definitely knows.
Can Floppy do a dance for us?
Floppy,
she can dance.
Yeah, she's got swag.
Okay, can show us how Floppy can dance. Here comes Floppy's big number.
Work it, Floppy, work it.
Yeah, work it out, Floppy.
Okay, enough. Floppy.
Oh,
okay, Floppy's like,
let's hear it for Floppy, everybody. The great and powerful Floppy.
Floppy is, she's into it.
Oh,
she loves weird stuff.
I am so in love with Floppy. I might have to marry Floppy.
Yeah, she's single.
She's single at the moment.
Yeah.
She's
really?
So
I'm
she's
not.
Ready to mingle.
I'm actually not single, but that's okay.
But there's always room for a Flappy.
Yeah.
That's exactly my point.
She's very, like, no drama. Drama-free.
Right.
Chilling. She sits.
The problem is that I'm in love with a machine.
Oh, shit.
A machine?
Yeah, and I'm afraid that if I marry Floppy, the machines will come and get her.
That's almost like an 80s song. I'm in love with a machine.
I'm in love with a machine. It's my newest hit. My new hit single. I'm in love with the machine. But machines are very lovable. I mean, they're really cute.
Yeah.
Depends on what kind of machine. I don't like the microwave.
You don't? No, that's true. I'm not happy about the microwave either. No, I'm talking about intelligent machines.
Like?
The ones that can, you know, keep you company and